Thanks for tuning in to Snacks for Thought. Snacks for Thought are bite-sized inspirations designed to draw you closer to God. With that being said, this snack is entitled, God is Love. First John 4, 7 and 8 says, Dear friends, let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God, but anyone who does not love does not know God, for God is love. If love comes from God, that means that love should point to God. When we love, we should be showing the nature of God, because God is love and love comes from Him. But just like everything in this world, Satan wants to distort it. Distorted love is being masqueraded around as genuine love. But I want you to know that genuine love will never lead you to sin, because God would never lead you to sin. Genuine love will never cause you to compromise your biblical morals, because God would never contradict Himself and lead you astray. Genuine love would never lead you away from God, because God is love. Genuine love comes from the Father. It is the essence of who He is. That means that all He does is love. His judgments is love. His beliefs are love. His actions are love. His standards, love. That is who He is. Hebrews 12, 5 through 6 says, And have you forgotten the encouraging words God spoke to you as His children? He said, My child, don't make light of the Lord's discipline. And don't give up when He corrects you, for the Lord disciplines those He loves, and He punishes each one He accepts as His child. Just like how a father disciplines his son out of love, God will do the same. Discipline may be painful at times, but it is necessary and done with love at its focus. The world may say that love looks one way, and the church may say that love looks another way, but we as disciples, as Christ followers, must look to God as the definition of love. We must see how He showed love to us, and we must do the same. My prayer is that there will be a genuine Jesus love revolution that sweeps the nation, where people saved and unsaved encounter the love of God in a new way that transforms their thinking, their actions, and their lives.